when I heard my name call and when I was informed that I've been selected as the recipient for the 2017 Workman Courage Award, I was humbled and honored to receive such prestigious award. And I feel that the world was hearing our voices, the voices for peace that I've been advocating for. So it really made me feel happy, and it encouraged me to do more than I've been doing.
Yeah. So what exactly is the Voices of Courage Awards all about?
The Voices of Courage Award is Refugee Commission, an organization which is based in New York, USA. And they give it yearly to those who have dedicated, you know, their lives to the cause, especially those who work for youth and those who work for children. And they recognize me this year for being for peace and education. They look down into those who are really working at the grassroots level and working with youth around the world to see and those who are advocating, you know, for positive inclusion of young people around the world.
Where did your inspiration to help refugees and youths come from?
My inspiration to help the refugee and the youth came from the fact that I myself had been a refugee from the early 2000s before the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. And I have gone through the hard times that all the South Sudanese have gone through before seeking refuge in Uganda in the early 2000s. And having that background of living in the war and as a victim of the Africans' longest war, so it really inspired me to be that peace builder and to advocate for peace and positive contribution, as well as the inspiration which I got from my parents who themselves are in South Sudan. They are deeply in South Sudan. They have gone through this hard time, but they also believe that revenge is never a solution to a problem. I came from a family that believes in peace.
Now, what advice do you have for young and upcoming activists?
The advice that I could have to the South Sudanese activists is that they have to commit themselves to peace, and they have to work so hard to make sure that they convince other young people to be peace builders. And the other advice is that the youth in South Sudan should not be looking up to the politician. They should not let themselves be used by the politician as a means to achieve their goals. They should see themselves as a goal rather than a means to achieve the goal. And they should believe that they have a way to bring the positive change that we all seek in South Sudan, and that is peaceful South Sudan. So they should not be worried of anything, and they should be independent-minded. They should not believe in any politician because it's from their tribe, because he or she sponsored them, but they should believe in South Sudan, and they should believe that peaceful South Sudan is what we all wanted.
Now that you have won an award, what does the future hold for African Youth Action Network?
The African Youth Action Network is still the future that holds for African Youth Action Network is that this is not just the beginning. The fact that we have received an award is not the end, but we should continue advocating for peaceful coexistence of South Sudanese, and we should be preparing to reach out to other South Sudanese youth that we have not yet reached to. So this is just the beginning.